Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
A woman wrote, "Someone just called my 9-year-old gay on Xbox." He replied, "I'm straighter than the pole your mom dances on." She said, "I'm not intervening." Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I'm happy to say that I got some really cool things in the mail the other day delivered to me by Amazon. I shouldn't say the mail. It was Amazon. I got my Wu Flu mask and testing kits, both made in China. And I got my crack pipe. Yeah! Party over here. Party over here. It was personalized and had a photograph of Joe Biden inside. Yeah. And it said, "You ain't black till you smoke some crack." Oh, man, this guy's getting beat up over that. And rightfully so, right? You ain't black out there. Hey, let me ask you this. People listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Give me a call and let me know if you got your crack pipe. If you're white and you got a crack pipe, I'm going to be upset. 844-551-8255. Hey, do we make you laugh? You have a little fun here? I hope so. Let me tell you, the craziness that's going on in this world that the leftists have to get up and deal with every day, it warms my heart. It thrills me. It absolutely does. I'm excited about it. So much so, I've sponsored my own comedy tour with my buddies Tim Wilkin and Brad Stein. We're opening March 31st in Phoenix, Arizona. If you could get a ticket to this would be the most fun comedy show you will have ever seen in your life. We are going to go bananas. Oh, my goodness. Yep, Scottsdale, Arizona, March 31st. We're going to be rolling it out around the country, starting to get some sponsorships coming in. And I'm telling you, look, I get to talk about Joe Biden sending crack pipes to people. Gah. This is amazing. And in the time where we finally blew the lid off of the Wu Flu scam, yeah, hey, Vax Nazis, you still out there? Guess what? He's still wanting to ship you test kits and all this other stuff. And by the way, I told you it was coming. Masks are now at the grocery stores and they're saying, just take them, please. N95 masks, just take them. Take them. I saw a mask infomercial the other day, or one of these little, you know, crazy commercials, and I thought to myself, somebody didn't get the memo. Anyway, let's go back to the crack pipes. Widely reported that Joe Biden's Department of Health and Human Services is planning to implement a $30 million grant program, which will include handing out safe smoking kits to drug addicts. This is akin to California setting up the heroin locations where you can go shoot up heroin. You can go shoot up heroin without being bothered. The drug zone, if you will. We've been trying our whole lives to put drug-free zones. What does California do? They implement drug zones. So here's what I would tell you will find at the drug zone. Besides the obvious, the crackheads and the heroin and meth addicts. You can find people who've beaten up somebody so they can get their drugs and get over to the drug zone. Would you want to have a business? Would you want to have your where you live anywhere near the drug zone? I remember when I was in Boston once. I didn't know what it was. They didn't call it the combat zone, but it was a red light district. I mean, everybody knew that's where the prostitutes hung out and stuff. And they put us in a hotel that was literally on the edge. It was like if you drew a line and said, "Now don't go to this next street," it was the next street over. Clearly, that area of Boston is getting lots of crack pipes delivered to it right about now. Oh, by the way, one of my social media people posted something about Biden and the crack pipes, and Instagram took it down as fake news. It was a funny graphic of Joe Biden, like, you know, smoking with a crack pipe and saying, "You ain't black." I don't know what it was, but it was funny. And we posted it, and then we've taken this down, this fake, this misinformation. No, you didn't. You took it down because people are ridiculing Joe Biden, rightfully so, because the dude is a freaking idiot. Anyway, what else did they say? Applicants for grants are prioritized if they treat a majority of, quote, underserved communities, including African Americans and LGBTQ plus persons, as established under Joe Biden's executive order on, quote, advancing racial equality. And, of course, ridicule ensued. This reminds me of Valerie Jarrett saying to black people, we did a lot for y'all. We got crack cocaine to have the same punishment as powder cocaine. It's like, what? I get it. One cocaine shouldn't be, you know, better than another in terms of the criminal justice system. But really, you did it for black people? It was like Valerie Jacob Jarrett was saying, okay, black people, y'all a bunch of crackheads, and here's what we did for you. Can you imagine somebody in the Trump administration making that comment and getting away with it? And what many saw as insulting, I will tell you this. I got to say this about the Daily Wire. They only quote people that are associated with them. I'm looking at all these tweets. It's people that they like. I'm not trying to play favorites or whatever here. I don't, you know, I'll be butthurt, but it's the same people. You know, I'm telling you guys, inside of the conservative community, there are people who don't want other people to get any credit. I know it sounds crazy. You guys are, come on, Kevin, you're talking about. I'm telling you, there are people in this movement who are not about the movement. They're about, I'm going to do a favor for this guy, but I'm not going to do anything for this person. It's so catty. I will help anybody. Anybody. You don't even have to like me, and my team will likely help you. God, I'm looking at these names. Same ones. I remember going to something or not getting invited to the Y. I'm like, how could my name not be on there? It was like black leaders over the last decade. How could I not be on there? That's insanity. They got people on there that nobody knew. I mean, people are like, who is this? I was a Fox News contributor for 3 years. I mean, at the time, I think I was on Fox and wouldn't even get an invitation from these silly Negroes working for Trump. It was insane. I'm telling you, these people, y'all, if you guys knew, maybe, that's the type of expose we need. It'll go, oh, Kevin, you're naming names. You're naming names of people who are disingenuous. There are some genuine people out there, and I work with them, Brandon Tatum and others. But, man, there are some out there that you just go, man, you just shake your head going, what are y'all thinking? Anyway, back to this. Different people were saying things. An 80-year-old white man thinks the best way to promote racial equality is handing crack pipes to black folks. In my whole life, I've never heard of a dumber thing than this BS. I agree. Anyway, lots to talk about, folks. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
How long can I talk about the crack pipe? was the crack pipe winner of 2022. Holy cow. This is hysterical. I could talk about this subject literally for a week. I mean, make all kinds of fun. You remember the character Dave Chappelle would play when he would keep a turd in a pickle jar? He played a crackhead on his own show. Oh, man, I think his name was Tuggles or whatever. I don't remember the guy's name, but it was funny. And Dave Chappelle's lips looked like they had powder on them. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Oh, my goodness. Democrats are so destructive to themselves. We don't have to do anything. They self-destruct. And, you know, the sad part is their constituency is so stupid that they don't do anything. I mean, how could you watch these guys, these we call it clowning, man. How could you watch these dudes clowning every day and not start laughing and finally say enough is enough? I think that is what's happening, by the way. I've made this comment. I'll say it again. If Democrats had to run a straight election and not be, you know, cheating, just proudly say, I'm a Democrat here. I take responsibility for everything that the Democrats have done in my city or my state. They would never get elected. We'd be a one-party system. They know it.
They complain, and it's funny that when it happens to them, then they're like, "What? What's going on?" But until then, they're oblivious. Oh, you know, I don't see what these Republicans are talking about. We need to take away the guns. We need to defund the police. We need to spend more money on global climate farce. What crime spree? You know, whatever. It doesn't mean anything to them until it hits home. And for the record, that's when most things hit you. In other words, you're going to learn the lesson when it impacts you. So we're no different than leftists when it comes to human nature. The only difference with us is we can empathize. We can look beyond ourselves and go, you know, I see the impact of this. We can connect dots. We can critically think and understand how things come together and why things happen. It isn't just by happenstance for the most part. It isn't the cosmos just aligning and saying, oh, let's do a crime spree, even though there's 5,000 National Guard troops and police sitting at every corner. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I say all this to tell you that yet again, leftism is struck, and leftism or leftists themselves are starting to wake up to their own idiocy. Sharpton, the people that leftists call a reverend, he called on Mayor Eric Adams to address the brazen thefts at New York City stores. Hey, Al, what took you so long? We've been talking about this rise in crime. And it isn't sneaky crime. And in the old days when you shoplift, you know, if you were going to shoplift, you'd be like looking around, okay, I think I can do it now, right? Not anymore. They literally walk into stores. They take what they want. They casually walk in and they casually walk out. And even, get this, folks, even when confronted, they don't do like my boy did that worked at Dillard's when he ran into that big old sister that beat him up, my friend that was a security guard. Shame. But no, the security guards will confront these people and they just look at them like, man, just move. And the security guards got to let them walk away. You think the cops are going to come do something? If the store doesn't care, the cop isn't going to do anything. And, of course, the cop can't do anything and the store can't care because guess what? Liberals, leftists, they say, well, it ain't really theft. I mean, it's more like a misdemeanor. And they're just telling these people, go steal willy-nilly. And they're doing it. So Al Sharpton complained to Mayor Eric Adams of New York City that businesses are forced to such extreme measures that he says they even locking up my toothpaste. Al got those new chompers that he paid for with your tax dollars by not paying his taxes, and he says, I got to keep these babies clean. I don't know what he spends in toothpaste, but he's definitely noticing. There is no doubt about it, Sharpton said on MSNBC's Morning Joe when asked about the Post exclusive story of a man casually shoplifting 10 steaks from a Manhattan Trader Joe's, and they were discussing other thefts. Now, I don't know if you've priced 10 steaks or the cost of steak, but you got to leave a kidney when you go pay for your steaks, if you go pay for it. See, that's what we do. We keep the commerce system moving because we pay. That's why I told you. Conservatives, our dollar is the most sought after dollar on the planet, the conservative American dollar. I don't know about you, but I think I do know you well enough to know you're not going to walk into a store and go just take 10 steaks and walk out. I think you're going to pay. Let me tell you what I did the other day. I went shopping for groceries, and I was tired. So I said, I'm going to get a cup of coffee. And I know I went to Starbucks that was in the store. They make it very convenient. I get a cup of coffee, and I literally walk out of the store with my groceries unbagged in the grocery cart. I get to my car, and I'm thinking, why don't I have bags? Because I was like, how am I going to put all these groceries? And I went, oh, crap. I didn't pay for it. Now, it would have been easy. When I say this, I'm saying that God is my witness. I could have put those groceries in my car, and that would have been the end of that. Which, by the way, if I was looking at loss prevention, I would tell people, you probably ought to look at this, because you couldn't tell. And they didn't have a beeper, you know, because sometimes in the grocery store, you hear the beep, 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 and you go, oh, shoot, they didn't have that. I go back in the store, I take my groceries back. I mean, I go in, I put them all back because I was like, if I can't steal them, I don't want them. I'm kidding. I went back, I paid for them. But I'd gotten away with it. But see, as a conservative, I couldn't do that. I was like, that's not fair. I'm going back. I got to pay everybody in the food chain that got these groceries to the store, because to do otherwise is to cheat the system. Leftists don't care. So here's what Sharpton said. You go into a local pharmacy or Duane Reade or Rite Aid, you got to get some help to assist you. They have a little button. They get the buzzer and the guy comes over and unlocks your toothpaste. I mean, we talk about basic stuff here. Yeah, we're talking about basic stuff. It used to be they would lock up your razor blades and in some instances maybe condoms. But it was usually liquor for sure. This is usually behind bars. And you can tell, by the way, what type of neighborhood you're in by what's behind plexiglass. Most of the things, the only things really in my stores that I go to that are behind plexiglass are the you know what? This isn't even true. I was going to say the antihistamine drugs. Like, you go into the Midwest, you will not find antihistamine drugs not buying plexiglass. You go into a black neighborhood, they got it all buying plexiglass. And, oh, by the way, I don't know if you guys remember, they made them take out the big plexiglass that was protecting people in these bodegas and their products in these bodegas in these big cities, and those businesses went bankrupt. They got raided. Like locusts came in. But anyway, see, they're starting to notice the left are going, wait, these policies are impacting us. About time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Well, you're being a wise guy with me a little bit. I understand that's your job. President Biden's comments to NBC News when asked about inflation, as far as when the president believes you'll be paying less for household items and things at the grocery store and gas.
According to Nobel laureates, 14 of them that contacted me and a number of corporate leaders, it's ought to be able to start to taper off as we go through this year.
Consumer sentiment is seeing a sharp decline. The University of Michigan's early reading for this month fell more than 8% from January, its lowest level in a decade. The survey noting the stunning decline reflects less confidence in the government's economic policies, with nearly half of all consumers expecting less income this year. Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. Americans are set to spend a near-record amount on Valentine's Day. The National Retail Federation saying the nation is expected to spend nearly $24 billion, just shy of 2020's record $27.4 billion. The group estimates shoppers will spend an average of just over $175 per person on gifts. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg. The most decorated Olympic snowboarder has a final Winter Games run.
After a fourth-place finish in his final Olympic halfpipe competition, Sean White reflects as his Olympic career comes to an end.
A lot of emotions hitting me right now. Just the cheer of the crowd and some kind words from my fellow competitors at the bottom, and I'm so happy.
After five Olympics and three Olympic gold medals, congratulations, Sean White. You've inspired a lot of kids in our country. I'm Lance Pride. This is USA Radio News.
This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Been lots of developments in the Canadian trucker story. The American truckers are supposedly looking at something like this. I don't know all the details. These are kind of periphery items for me. Not the Canadian truckers. I think what they've done is really raise awareness. It's not just America, us Americans fighting against these stupid vax mandates and all that, which, by the way, they're backing away from, as we've covered on this entire week. But it's now a North American thing. Adding Canada into it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Tucker Carlson talked about him, and before I get into what Alberta's done, and I'm sure you've heard about it, but well, at least you'll get my spin on what's happening with this, because I want people to understand we're winning in this war. The great reset that Trudeau talked about is not going to happen now. And, you know, we're like cadaver dogs. We keep finding dead bodies every time. Well, the election, it's a dead body. We know we got cheated, but it's still a dead body. Right? Biden and the border issue. We know that they can't handle it, but it's a dead body. We haven't been able to do anything about it. So we still have this massive influx of illegals. Money going out willy-nilly, still going to Wu-Flu nonsense. I told you guys the other day, Pfizer made $54 billion. What do you think Moderna's going to put in? Johnson & Johnson, they're all making billions of dollars for snake oil. So cadavers. But we get a win. The truckers push back in Canada to where people are going, whoa, hold on a minute there, Kimo Sabe. And I want to get to that in just a second. But before that, I want to talk about what Tucker said about the truckers and how it related to the Black Panthers. See, I love when issues like this remind people of what happened with black folks back in the 60s. We related this Vax Project. We did it. We said, look, this is a violation of civil rights no different than how they treated blacks in the 60s. I don't know why. The conservative movement isn't paying attention to what I said and promoting it. I guarantee you, if I were Candace Owens, this thing would be, I'd be bringing in millions of dollars to have it all over the country. And we would have been pushing back on this vax stuff 2-3 months ago. But there's professional jealousies or something. Because my team, we have great ideas. Have you looked at our vax project? Go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And find our Vax Project. Look at the graphics we created. I tried to get Clay Clark, who's doing all this vax stuff. He's going around the country with this freedom tour. Put these graphics up and show people. Let them relate to this as it related to the oppression of blacks, and you will wake people up. The Democrats will be so scared, it'll shock you. Anyway, here's what Tucker said about these Canadian truckers.
Instead, they found an easier way. Justin Trudeau has just ordered police to shut the whole thing down. How do you do that? How do you stop a truck protest? Simple. You seize their fuel. That's exactly what police in Canada are doing. Watch.
So, in fact, yes, they are taking fuel right away from people as they attempt to fuel their vehicles.
Okay, so we are, through much practice, connoisseurs of irony. So let's pause a moment to savor the irony here. The very same people who told us we had to defund the police are now telling the police to seize fuel from working class Canadians who are trying to stay alive in Arctic temperatures. As they used to say in the 1960s, scratch a liberal and you will find a fascist. That was a Black Panther slogan, actually. They weren't entirely stupid. In fact, in this case, they were absolutely right. According to Justin Trudeau, possessing gasoline in the city of Ottawa is now a crime. Now, to be clear, Ottawa didn't declare the state of emergency because the truckers lit a courthouse on fire or shot someone or leveled a church. BLM did all of those things, but Justin Trudeau strongly supports BLM. He reaffirmed his support the other day. Here's the problem, and we're going to let the mayor of Ottawa, or Ottawa, as it's correctly pronounced in Ojibwa, explain why peaceful truck drivers pose an imminent danger to Canada.
It's disturbing when you see the protests turning into what looks like some kind of a fun carnival where they've got bouncy castles and hot tubs and saunas, a complete insult to the people who are putting up with this nonsense for the last 7 days, and it shows a great deal of insensitivity.
They've got bouncy castles for kids, growls the childless mayor of Ottawa. Let's hurt them. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's a dark scene in Truckistan tonight. The kids are on the bouncy castles. Of course, at the same time, their parents are flaunting the authority of the people in charge, and that is the crime.
So you can see from Tucker's mocking that we're winning, and we've got the left so desperate that they're seizing fuel. And as I mentioned before, if any trucker dies because they're too cold, the potential for backlash is huge. It's already happening, by the way. Despite what the vax Nazis and others around the world tried to do in this great reset, the people spoke and the people won. The Canadian truckers sparked the protests and proved that governments work for the citizens and not the other way around. And as this article notes, Canada blinked. Here's what they wrote. This is a COVID-19 update from the province of Alberta. This is from February the 1st. In his address, Premier Jason Kenney announced that hospitalizations appear to be plateauing. And once that is confirmed over the coming days, the province will announce a three-part plan to eliminate COVID restrictions. Vaccine mandates and the restriction exemption program will be expected to disappear in the first part of the plan. Now, here's what I'm telling you and what I told you guys the other day. Not only did we get American leftists to back off of this draconian nonsense, the world is taking notice. Alberta, in spite of Trudeau, is saying, we don't care. Truckers or not, we're backing off. And they're smart to do so because the Canadian citizens, along with the American citizens, know what's going on here. A guy named Sammy Wells, who's from Canada, he put out the notice on this, dropping all COVID-19 vaccine passports, mandates, etc. He says the bravery and the resiliency of the truckers is what brought this to the attention of people. Now, Joe Biden's got his problems, but Trudeau, I don't know why this guy will not meet with truckers. And as Tucker says, he validates Black Lives Matter, a terrorist group, but he won't meet with guys who are doing nothing but trying to say, look, listen to us. He better give up this New World Order nonsense. And here's some of his problems. Canada lost 200,000 jobs in January. And here's what's written. Stricter public health rules aimed at slowing the spread of COVID-19 Omicron variant were blamed for the loss of 200,000 Canadian jobs in January. But they are temporary, economists say. The number is the biggest loss since, you ready? The previous year, when 207,800 jobs disappeared. The number of lost jobs pushed the unemployment rate to 6.5% compared with 6% in December. It reflected the number of people temporarily laid off or scheduled to start a job soon, and 1 in 10 workers who were off sick. But let me give you some other facts and figures for Canada. You ready? Canada's dollar is at 75 cents, while the U.S. dollar returns $1.27 in Canadian funds before exchange fees. Now, before you get too hyped up, it goes anywhere between 0.78 to 0.82, 83, something like that. It's at the lowest point it's been in quite some time, and here's what I'm going to tell you. It will go lower. It will go lower. If Canada continues down the road it's going, the dollar, the Canadian dollar to the dollar, and by the way, the dollar's weak right now. But the Canadian dollar to the dollar will be something like 0.6. And when that happens, you think they got supply chain issues now? You just wait. Let me tell you what Biden's trying to dig out. Go look at your shelves at your grocery store. Go look at the cost of things. Go look at the supply chain issues that he and his administration know are not going away. And you know what else he's looking at? Could the same thing that's happening in Canada happen here? And the short answer is, heck to the yes. The Bank of Canada's key interest rate is unchanged at 0.25%, but the prime lending rate is 2.45%. The stock market is down. All these indicators, folks, are the same as it is in the United States, just worse. But here's one that really is a problem. Average price for gas in Canada is a record high. It's equivalent to $5.80 for a U.S. gallon of gas. Trudeau has massive problems, folks, and the last thing he needs is to have supply chain issues to an already long list of things he needs to address. Folks, Canada is just a metaphor. That's it. It's going to happen all over the world. Trust me, this is gone. They have to make it go away if they want any chance of keeping any power.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
At this point, nobody should be surprised by anything you learn about the scam involving the Wu Flu, the Chinese bioweapon that was unleashed on the world. That, yeah, it was deadly to some degree. I mean, it killed people. But it wasn't all that they said it was. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I love people that try to rationalize something by giving you the, you know, well, there were people who died. I mean, if that's the litmus test for should we do something, then what can you do? You can die from everything. Should you ban people from themselves because people commit suicide?
I don't know, but I would venture to tell you common sense would say no. How do you do it? How would you ban people from themselves? Everyone must wear a straight jacket and, you know, the Pillsbury Doughboy type outfit so that they cannot possibly commit suicide. It's insane. But what the government tries to do is it tries to make you think that it has a solution to everything, man. You let us work on it. We have a solution. Yeah. Well, I'm not buying it, and I know neither are you. And I'm going to tell you, all the people who are complicit in these woo-foo lies should go to prison. I don't think it's going to happen. I'm not holding my breath like for the Durham report, which Trump is still talking about that. And other people are, oh, no, the shoe's going to fall. Yeah, what, when I'm 80? How many people have to die before Durham issues a report? Oh, Kevin, he's just being thorough. Well, there's such a thing as being too thorough. It doesn't have to be perfect. We get it. At this stage of the game, we know these suckers are liars. But there's another story that's circulating that exemplifies the scamdemic surrounding the Chinese bioweapon that leftists call COVID-19, that I affectionately call Wu Flu. And in this discovery, we learned that the latest mutation, Omicron, was meant to be another part of the scam, which is what I told you to begin with. In an interview in Germany's Welt, that's like a magazine, a periodical, the doctor who discovered Omicron's, the strain of Wu Flu, Angelique Kotze, revealed that she was pressured by European governments to keep the public running scared. They asked her not to reveal the mild nature of Omicron. Now, for you vax Nazis out there and you mask Nazis and you social distancing, virtue signaling mask wearers, I will tell you, this isn't me making this story up. This is her. See, this is what I do. I go out, I look for information. Now, I don't look for information to validate what I say. I look at information. And I'm giving you the latest. Now, I had read, when the Omicron was discovered and I read it, I remember thinking, okay, you're seeking publicity, Angelique Kotze, because this is a mild version of Omicron, I mean of Wu Flu, which is essentially the common cold. This thing had all the characteristics of the common cold. Well, the way you'll know is your nose will run a little bit and you might get the sniffles. Now, I remember thinking, okay, at worst, this is a variation of the common cold, which is less deadly than the common cold. And you know what it proved to be? Exactly what I just said. The common cold has killed or will kill in a year more people than Omicron. And I know there are the fact checkers out there looking, oh, Omicron killed this. You don't even know. You don't know what version of the Wu Flu is killing whom, because the most deadly one, we're told, is Delta. Dun, 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 dun. But Omicron, let me tell you how deadly Omicron is. Scientists are telling you, get it, it'll stop you from getting the others. It is the chicken pox to smallpox of Wu Flu. But the people out there who were fact-checking me, oh, Kevin, how dare you say it only kills this many people? We mean, how dare I say it? That's the way it is. Everybody's got to die. You, these knuckleheads write to me, you would think they're going to live forever. Like, well, I could live forever if you would just shut up talking about disease and stuff. You're going to die, you clown. Don't be mad at me for telling you the obvious. Kill the messenger. I think you should have already known by now. There is a scant evidence that what I'm telling you is true. I'm going to make a prediction. Everybody that sets foot on this earth is going to die. I know. Kevin, don't go out there, man. Don't speak in absolutes. You're going to die. I don't have all the evidence. I don't have the science behind all this, but something tells me, common sense, that this is what's going to happen. Going on,
When asked if she was pressured about Omicron, Kocher replied, and this was translated from German. I'll go ahead and speak it in German. I was told not to state publicly that this was a mild illness. I have been asked to refrain from making such statements and to say that it is a serious illness. I declined. So if some of you don't speak German, I'm sorry. Get it translated. Anyway, the magazine followed up. Well, what does that mean? And Coetzee added, I'm a clinician, and based on the clinical picture, there are no indications that we are dealing with a very serious disease. The course is mostly mild. I'm not saying you won't get sick if you're mild. Now, she said something similar to that, and I was like, I get it. I get this is a cold. This is nothing. She went on to say the definition of mild COVID-19 disease is clear, and it is a WHO definition. Patients can be treated at home, and oxygen or hospitalization is not required. A serious illness is one in which we see acute pulmonary respiratory infections. People need oxygen, maybe even artificial respiration. We saw this with Delta, but not with Omicron. So I said to people, I can't say it like that because it's not what we're seeing. She was giving you real data. See, this is why I keep coming back to these knuckleheads that write to me, okay, you're the Nazis. I say, this is the data. Look at the real information, folks. I'm not trying to be look for something to go, oh, look at me, I got them over there. You know, they're not scientists. I'm a real scientist. I'm looking at the actual numbers. I'm going, okay, well, they said this many people are infected today. This many people were infected the next day. I'm looking at the trend lines, kind of plotting it out in my own little mathematical brain here, scientific brain going, well, that upward curve, that exponential curve means that everybody will have contracted this disease within 3 weeks. They would tell you all the time, we've got 40,000 new ones a day. Now it's 70,000 today. And you look at the curve and you go, geez, based on that exponential curve, I'm plotting it in my brain. I know where we're headed. But suddenly, and by the way, the number of deaths is not going up with the curve. That's where you start to go, wait a minute, so we had this many deaths, and then you start to get feedback that says, well, they didn't actually die from COVID, they died with COVID. And then you're going, hey, wait a minute, that's now you're skewing the data. Now you're jacking with me. And I could go on. It didn't take long for me to go, I'm no longer playing pull my finger. I know what happens. I know the smell after we play it. Anyway, at the announcement of these new variants, folks, the world would return to lockdowns and quarantines. And, of course, these useless masks. And worse, with Omicron, they doubled down on vaccine mandates, knowing two very important things about this stupid variant. One, vaccines had no impact on Omicron. Or, for the record, hardly any other version of Wu Flu for that matter. And two, we later learned that Omicron was actually good for you to get. As I said earlier, it was the chicken pox to your smallpox. They didn't want you to know that. They wanted to prevent people from knowing the truth, which is this is a mild version. And I also didn't want you to know that, as with all of these viruses, even the Chinese bioweapon version, your herd immunity, everything was going to lessen it and lessen it and lessen it. So every variant thereafter would be weaker and weaker and weaker. They didn't want to tell you the truth. She said she got tired of it. It was a mild illness, but scientists in the UK and the Netherlands were trying to counter her. How can you explain that it's a mild disease? It's a serious disease. Look at the mutations. And she says, I've looked at the mutations. I have the reports. It is a lie. These European hacks, as well as Fauci the fraud, knew this disease was not dangerous. This version was not dangerous to most people.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.